meatpacking giant JBS is in some hot water. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 19th day of December. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, if you are a last-minute shopper, we have some good news. Some charging port news for electric vehicle owners, or those who want to be. Which states in the U.S. are the fastest growing? We'll share. We'll also share some new housing news with you. We're expecting some economic data later in the week, and we'll share those thoughts with you as well. We've got the Wall Street Report, and a new hack exposes millions of people. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us again today. Want to reach us on X? We are at IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business, and our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the News Hour. The meat processing company known as JBS is facing some major legal issues in Brazil due to environmental damages for allegedly purchasing cattle raised illegally in a protected area in the Brazilian Amazon. The Associated Press is reporting the lawsuits contain a type of evidence that's getting the attention of deforestation experts and veterans of Brazil's illegal cattle trade. What are they? Transfer documents showing cows going straight to the slaughterhouse from protected areas, and the information apparently has been provided by the illegal ranchers themselves. The suit seeks some $3.4 million for invading, occupying, exploiting, causing environmental damage, preventing natural regeneration, and or taking economic advantage of the protected lands. Hey, if you're one of those last-minute shoppers, we have some good news for you. The AP is reporting that some of America's biggest retailers are working to increase their shipping speeds to please shoppers expecting faster and faster deliveries. Walmart, Target, and Amazon are all in on the shipping wars in a move retail experts say will help them maintain a competitive edge against low-cost retailers like Shen and Temu, which were founded in China. For Walmart and Target, their investments are also aimed at narrowing the gap in delivery speed with Amazon, which has set the standard for fast shipping and remains the king of speed. Amazon has switched from shipping items from warehouses in parts of the country to shipping from warehouses in the region where the items were purchased. Meanwhile, Walmart and Target are depending on shipments coming from their stores that are close to where those items were purchased. Faster delivery, but please, don't dawdle. Wall Street continued its rally on the hope that interest rate cuts are coming sooner than later. Those numbers will be coming at you in just a few minutes. In an effort to boost sales of electric vehicles and combat climate change, the White House is backing a proposal to standardize Tesla's electric vehicle charging plugs for all EVs in the United States. The AP is reporting that more than 1 million EVs have been sold in the U.S. this year. It is a record, but that pace still lags behind sales of such countries like China and Germany. One key reason is the limited availability of charging infrastructure across the country. It's a widespread concern for many would-be buyers of EVs and has held back their sales here in the U.S. Tesla, the leader in the EV market, operates the largest network of fast chargers, and many of its supercharger stations are in prime locations along highly traveled corridors where other charging stations are sparse. SAE International, formerly the Society of Automotive Engineers, confirmed as a new standard Tesla's North American Charging Standard Connector. The standard would help boost consumer confidence in EVs as the White House, the auto industry, and other stakeholders strive to encourage mass adoption. President Joe Biden has made transportation decarbonization a top priority and has set the ambitious goal of having 50% of all new vehicle sales in the U.S. to be electric by 2030. According to estimates by the U.S. Census Bureau, the two fastest-growing states are South Carolina and Florida. According to the Bureau, the United States added 1.6 million people, of which more than two-thirds came from international migration. The 0.5% growth rate was a slight uptick from 0.4% growth last year and the less than 2% increase in 2021. And while it is an uptick, it is still low by historical standards. In addition, there were about 300,000 fewer deaths this year compared with a year earlier, and that helped double the natural increase to more than 500,000 people in 2023. However, it was the 1.1 million immigrants who drove population gains in the U.S. this year. That's according to estimates that measure change from mid-2022 to mid-2023. The population of South Carolina was up by 1.7%, and the population of Florida gained 1.6%, or some 365,000 residents. Texas, by the way, had the highest number of new residents, numbering more than 473,000 people. You know, with that many people moving around, we need to share some news about housing. MT News is reporting that U.S. housing starts gained by nearly 15% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.56 million units from October's downwardly revised 1.36 million. The consensus was for 1.36 million reading in November. That's according to a survey compiled by Bloomberg. Separately, the National Association of Home Builders and Wells Fargo data showed that U.S. home builder confidence rose in December, snapping a four-month losing streak. Why? Due to decreasing mortgage rates. An additional economic data point for you. The third and final official estimate of U.S. third-quarter GDP is scheduled to be released on Thursday. Last month, government data showed that the world's largest economy grew at a 5.2% annualized rate in the September quarter. That was faster than the 4.9 pace initially projected. Well, economic data like that and the hope that the central bank will start to cut interest rates drove the equities today. The Dow gained 251 points to close at 37,557, while the NASDAQ picked up 98 points to finish the session at 15,003. The S&P 500, well, that added 27 points to close at 4768. It was the fifth straight record close for the Dow, and the S&P 500 closed just shy of a new record. West Texas Intermediate crude gained again today, adding $1.39 to be at $74.21 a barrel at news time. And the yield on the 10-year Treasury fell just a bit today to 3.931%. And finally, there is this, and this is about a hack that has exposed millions of Infinity customers. Hackers accessed the private information of nearly 36 million Xfinity customers in an October security breach. In a notice to customers, Xfinity parent Comcast said the hackers exploited a vulnerability in its Citrix software to get customers' usernames and hashed or scrambled passwords and possibly their contact information, birth dates, and secret questions and answers. The cable and TV giant said it's still analyzing what other information was exposed. A Comcast spokesperson would not reveal to TechCrunch exactly how the incident impacted operations or whether the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission had been notified. More on this, as of Comcast's latest earnings report, the company has at least 32 million broadband users, so the hack impacted most, if not all, Xfinity users. The Citrix vulnerability involved in the Xfinity breach has been exploited in hacks by a number of major companies, including Boeing. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a very profitable evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.